So the big question is this: how do entrepreneurial salespeople like us, who have traditionally sold alone and used gut and intuition to hit their number, take their innate talents and begin selling using science, technology, and the secrets of thousands who have done it before to crush their quota and change the world? That is the question, and this podcast provides the answers. Hey everybody, you've got Gabe Larson here. Just came back from a cool event in Las Vegas, part of the InsideSales.com World Tour. More on that later, but one of the things I've got coming up next week that a lot of people have been asking me about is our Virtual Sales Development Summit. It's an interesting concept that we at InsideSales.com pioneered, I don't know, maybe 5-10 years ago. And the basic idea was, you know, events are awesome. It's great to be able to meet people in person and network and all those things you do when you go to a physical location. The problem is there's a lot of cons with that. I mean, it takes time out of your busy week. You got to fly, you got to pay, you got expensive tickets. And we here at InsideSales.com, I mean, that's part of the mantra of Inside Sales, is just doing things remote, being able to manage your business life and your home life and not having to travel like a field sales rep. And so as we were sitting down, and again, this is, you know, years ago, I said, what if we could take the very best of what you experience in a physical event, and you won't be able to get everything, but you take some of those aspects and you put them in a virtual format. And we came up with this idea to do, you know, a virtual sales event. And we thought, you know, how can we make it just a bang, you know? So one of the things we did is we got the Guinness Book of World Records, and we said, hey, why don't you guys come? You know, we'll do the largest virtual event ever. And one of our first ones, we actually had nearly 60,000 people register for it. That was really fun. We got some big name speakers. We reached out to people like Guy Kawasaki, and we said, hey, we don't want to pay you. we don't want to pay you to do that. It's always a great way to start a conversation, but we want you to participate in something really cool, you know, that no one's ever done in this kind of sales space, is bring together some of the top thought leaders in sales, put them in a virtual Netflix type format, and then allow people to attend at their leisure on their smartphone, on their tablets, on their computers, you know, all kind of with the click of a button, wherever they may be. So for the users, for the reps and managers who want to tune in, it's free of charge. They can watch it, you know, at any time during a certain period. And so it's super comfortable for them. For the speakers, you know, rather than having to fly out and take time again from you, we want you to record a session. And if you need to, you can pre-record it. Send us the video file. And then you can, you know, go about your daily business, go back to work, but you could still get some of the notoriety, et cetera. And so I remember some of those early conversations with people like Guy Kawasaki. He's like, I just don't know if I can do it. And we're like, but seriously, you can just do this in a pre-recorded format. You got to be able to find, you know, 15, 20 minutes to share some of your secrets of sales. And I remember he's like, yeah, you know, we can't, I probably could. My son's got a hockey game and I was planning on attending. It's usually not a very big crowd, so maybe I could record it there. And we were like, yeah, do it, totally. So he ended up doing it from his kid's hockey game. Yeah, well, there was a couple others that were hilarious. I think we had Josh James, the CEO of Domo. It's a visualization application. He like recorded it while he was on vacation on his balcony, some villa in the south of France. And so, but they could all these speakers, one, they wanted to participate in something that was kind of different and unique. And then two, it was super easy because they could kind of do it at their leisure and they got a set of videos. So we only had some sessions live and the majority were pre-recorded. And then what we did is we went out and got not just Guy Kawasaki, but we got 30, 40, 50, you know, best sales speakers, trainers, practitioners in the market. And we said, why don't we all push this? And this is where it became kind of a brilliant pipeline generation tool. And that's one of the reasons I wanted to bring it up to you guys is, you know, still pipeline. We did a survey. We asked sales leaders, which is harder, building pipeline, closing pipeline. Building pipeline almost two times harder than closing pipeline. You got to get creative when it comes to building pipeline. And so when we got all of these synergistic partners to, you know, push it to their networks and say, hey, why don't we do a share program where, and this is a little different than even some of the people who've ended up copying some of these virtual formats. You know, we did like a lead, not just a lead match, but there was a multiplier where, you know, you drive 100 people or 1,000 people, and we'll give you three times that with a lookalike audience. And it became very attractive for these synergistic partners to push it to their audience. And so if we would have done it on our own, just like a regular event, you know, we would have gotten 1,000 people. But when we pushed it and invited others to join with us, you know, we were able to get it sometimes, you know, 20, 30, 40,000. Now we've changed that a little bit over the last years. I've said, why don't we try to be a little bit more niche instead of just going kind of completely for any sales thing in the world? Why don't we go more persona based? So the one we have coming up is this idea of a virtual sales development summit. And so it's the largest gathering of sales development reps and managers on the planet. We're expecting in the range right now, we're tracking to 5,000. I'm hoping we see that number go into the 10,000 mark. Cross your fingers. It's one of the reasons I want to tell you guys, see if you can help spread the word. But we've got 50 speakers, and it is the who's who in sales development. And they were willing to give their time for these kind of short, condensed, powerful presentations. And you've got people like Trish Bertuzzi, who wrote the Sales Development Playbook. You've got John Barrows. And then you've got some practitioners. We've got the Salesforce, how they run their sales development. We got LinkedIn, how they run their sales development team. You've got Workfront, Justin Hyatt. You've got... I mean, you got a lot of them. I can't think of all the names, but you can go on the, you can go on the website and check it out for yourself. But you've got two tracks, right? So one is a management track, and it's just really about how you think about people, process, and technology. And then you've got a rep track, which is really focused on what I consider to be more like the four steps of sales development. It's identify, I can't remember them, identify... contact, pass, and there's one more. So it's more rep focused on that second day. So I think it'll be amazing material. Is part of it, we did the sales development awards. So every year we say, hey, why don't we have the market vote on those people who are the biggest thought leaders in the space in sales development, the biggest and most influential leaders, those people who are really driving their teams for success, and then also the reps. You know, those reps who on teams are just killing it, when it comes to building pipelines. So it turns out to be a really fun event. We've got a really cool application. You know, the costs for us to do this are minuscule, and the ROI is just out of this world. In sales development, it's such an important topic. Prospecting, because again, pipeline is just, it's a huge challenge. It doesn't matter who you are, what company, that usually tops the list for your biggest challenges. So it happens on December 12th and 13th. It is free. Unfortunately, we've closed on all speakers, so I got no more speaker slots. But if you want to vote, you can go check it out at www.salesdevelopmentsummit.com. Again, that's the Virtual Sales Development Summit, December 12th and 13th. So it's coming up fairly quickly. Please do spread the word. I will be kicking it off at 10 a.m. on the 12th with some cool research that we've done on the state of sales development. Then I'll bring on Trish Bertuzzi, and we'll talk shop about sales development. And then the following day, the keynote will be by Bob Perkins from the American Association of Inside Sales Professionals. So I'm jazzed, you guys. It's a fun event, attracts a lot of people, all kind of in that space of prospecting. So if you're in that world and you like that, it is a must attend event, and it is free to the public. So wanted to pass that along. Cool concept. If you guys aren't thinking about doing a virtual event in your own world, you're idiots. It's a way to build a community, get a following, a killer lead share program, a killer pipeline program. And from a cost perspective, you know, running these big events at big hotels, there's a time and place for everything. But this is something that your sales and marketing team should definitely have on their radar when it comes to 2019 planning. All righty. Have a great one. And remember, success is just one play away. Want more sales secrets? Go to salessecrets.io to receive copies of our latest research and best practice content to help you crush your quota.